I'm just going to throw this out. I didn't really pray about it a lot, but there might be some people that can spread the news. It costs $7,500 a year to feed here on Monday night. If you have a family member that's rich and deep in their pockets, please have them get a hold of one of us board members. We would love for them to sponsor a year. If they can't do a year, how about sponsoring a Monday night? Amen?
Amen.
All right, so topic tonight, I believe it's working a lot for me personally, but I pray it makes a difference to just one and maybe more here tonight. The topic is releasing, letting go. All of us have hurts, habits, and hang-ups. That's just the nature of life. I had to release my criminal mentality in order to be able to get a godly understanding of what my life and purpose really was. So in order to release something, we release in order that we can receive something. So the releasing part of it, the idea of releasing is forgetting the past and what is behind us and looking forward to what lies ahead of us. A lot of us come from broken families, broken marriages, prison life, you know, the different type of things. But Lyle said it so good one day, and I've told him, I've stole this from him, but I use it now in my everyday life. If you don't get out of your past and into a new understanding of who you really are, you will never, ever be used to the fullest extent of who God wants you to be used for Him. Releasing our stress and worry allows us to receive peace. Releasing things that have happened in order to grab onto what is now or to come. So I have a few. Who all has their Bibles here? Anybody got Bibles? Anybody want to help me with this? If not, I'll read them. But if you have your Bible, I'll have you read some with us. Well, quit picking at your nails. You ready? Okay, just messing with you, Amy. I've known you a long time.
Kyle,
all right, Kyle, while Amy's getting her Bible ready, pull up Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Amy, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Who else got their Bibles up? JC, Psalm 37, verse 23, 24. Simon?
Yep.
Okay. See, I was pretty good at that, man. Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22-23. Christine, 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 16 and 18. Blaine, I'll get you in a second, Lyle. Psalm 30, verse 5b. Isaiah, Lyle, Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. Oh, here we go. I'm just kidding with you, Ben. Psalm 30, verse 5, the second half of it. All right, Kyle. Jeremiah 29, 11. Got any more? Anybody else I can pick on? I got three more. Mike, Matthew chapter 6. Verse 34. Got two more. I can do them. Christine. Okay. Christine. Proverbs 12. Did I give Matthew 6, 34 to someone?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Thank you. Proverbs 12, 25, the first half. A, actually. And I got one more. You can read the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Huh? I got one more, and it's, who's got it? Who wants it? All right, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. All right, now, here's the reason behind why I have others read a verse with us. The first time you hear that verse, you're going to hear it with your ears. I will read that verse again, and I want you to hear it with your heart. So you're getting that word twice. First time you'll hear it, second time, I want you to hear it with your heart. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Yes, sir.
Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize, upward calling, all of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen. So Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize from which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. We have to wake up and embrace each new day. We have to. We can wake up in that pit and say, man, you don't understand, but do you really think God don't understand you? We have to leave yesterday in yesterday and taking hold of what God has for us today. We pick up debris as we walk. We pick up stuff throughout our days, and then we take it to bed with us and we wake up with it. Then the next day we pick up more debris and so on and so on. Before we know it, we are so burdened and weighed down that we are tired and lacking peace and joy. Someone says something and it triggers an emotion.
Someone, they dissed me. That dude bumped into me.
You don't have time to process it right then, so you carry it with you throughout the day. Someone hurts you and you hold on to the resentment and bitterness instead of forgiving that person. Then something else will happen, and it continues to build up. Then when we get bumped, what spills out of us? Irritability, anger, put downs, unforgiveness. That is not the way God intended us for us to live. It's not, family. He wants us to release those things regularly so we can walk freely. We have to give them up every day, sometimes throughout the day. The only one you're accountable for to Jesus is you. You can't make that court system over there understand your thoughts, but they have orders that you have to commit to. You can't make your wife do what you want. She's a free person. She has the ability to be all she can be. You can lift your wife up or your husband up or your significant other. What about your kids? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Amy? It's all right. You're young.
Yeah.
I've known Amy a lot of years.
All right. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
So Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. He's telling us that in order to run the race God has for us, we have to strip off whatever slows us down. You can't run when you're carrying a bunch of baggage. Can't do it, dudes. You ever watched a sprinter? You ever watched those Olympians and things? Dude, they're about booty naked. And it's, you know, they got just little shorts, little tank top, and they're cruising. And they fit like a glove, you know. They ain't got no backpack on them. They ain't tethered off to the pole back there. They running. We got to let the same mentality drop off all that baggage as that we're carrying with us. We got to cut it off. Undo the little buckles on the backpacks. Let it fall. Let it fall. So forget the past. We let go of the past. We strip off those things. But that's not all we do. That's the releasing part. You ready? Then we have to receive. We do that by fixing our eyes on Jesus. Thereby receiving all that he is. Did you hear that part? Receiving all that he is. Sometimes we ask for things that he knows isn't going to be good for us. But we ain't going to release that because we're hanging on to it so tight. I know God's going to give it to me. Have you ever heard this thing? God will open a door and close another. There's blessings in the hallway. There's blessings in the hallway. There's blessings in the wait. Because some of that stuff we pray for, God already knows is going to destroy us in some way, shape, or form. But we are not God and we're not that smart. We look to him, not our problems. We focus on him who he is and his promises. He is bigger than our circumstances. So when trouble comes, we put it in perspective. God is bigger. He is in control. He is working everything out for our good. I want what I want, and I want it right now. That's E.F. Hutton. Have you ever seen him on commercials anymore? Nope. He got what he got, and he ain't getting no more. We don't have to be afraid or worried because God's got this. But do you believe that? He is involved in every detail of our lives every single day. He knew 2,000 years ago what we were going to be doing on Monday night right now, and he knew who was going to be in this room. Woo! Psalm 37, 23, 24. Who has that for me?
The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand.
Psalm 37, 23, 24 says the Lord. And again, hear this with your heart. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. You ever have your little babies, your little grandbabies, anybody, and you'll be like, they're just learning to walk, you're holding them by their hand. Picture yourself learning to walk out with Christ, being held by the hand, and he's steadying you. Because that Father loves you just as much as you love your earthly child. When we fix our eyes on him, we are choosing to see who he is and what he can do, and everything else falls into the shadows. We will be releasing fear, worry, anger, pride, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, and whatever it is, and we'll be replacing it for trust and peace in him.
You don't understand what I went through.
I don't, but don't you think he does?
You don't know what that court's doing to me.
I don't, but he does. You keep giving them a roll of quarters at Judge Davis or Gull or Kearns, you just keep giving him a roll of quarters, and every time you mess up, just let him keep putting another quarter in the butt kicking machine. Quit giving him a roll of quarters. Start letting go of that baggage and think, I can just manipulate this right through the court system. Brothers and sisters, this is 2019. It is not very, very possible, let alone probable, to dog it. There are more cameras around this city. There's more tellers than in a bank. They'd be like, oh, he got a $500 reward, tink. Are you kidding me? We got to understand that what happens with us is our choice. I put myself into the state penitentiary. They gave me J66997 as a state ID for 12 and a half years. I stayed in the Oregon State Penitentiary at inmate number 4919455 for a lot of years. I gave them that. But they ain't got me no more. They ain't got me no more. Here's the crazy part. Next weekend, I will be in a prison speaking. The only other way I used to get in with the cop cars like this, and the last words out of their mouth was, now watch your head, son, as they put me in the back seat. Now they call me and say, hey, can you come and speak at a prison? Pam knows that feeling. Ben, we know that feeling now. Why? Because we made a difference in our lives. And when we make a difference in our lives, Satan's lost. He loses. He no longer has authority over us. Period. If we want to endure, we have to remain free of burdens. We will experience pressing schedules, hopelessness. You ready for this one? People disappointing us. Oh, we're going to experience that. When it's dark and the prognosis seems grim, ready? Keep looking at him. Don't look at this. This ain't going to heaven with you. Look to him and say, God, what do you want me to learn from this? What do you want me to hear from you? And we all be when you got time to hear. Be still. Be quiet. Be about hearing his voice. I know the dope man's voice. Yeah, I'll be right there. I knew that one really good. Yeah, we chuckle about it, but we know those voices. But what voice are we listening to now? God is sovereign. He is in control. He is the God of and the creator of the universe. But do you realize that? Or is it just something that they read in this book called the Bible, and I don't believe all of it, I only believe part of it? I got news for you. If it starts in the Word of God in Genesis chapter 1 and it ends in Revelations and you only believe partial, you ain't believing God. At the end of Revelations, in the last bit of the Revelations right there, I'm kind of blank on the chapter, it says, woe. That means, to those who add or delete from the reading of this word. We got to believe it. We got to believe it. He cannot do what is unjust. It is against his nature. Do you believe that? Are y'all more interested in Gonzo over there? Gonzo can make coffee. He's good at it. That's all I'll let y'all know. I think he got it going on. Woo, man, that brother. Amen. Amen. He cannot do what is unjust. It is against his nature. God has never lost control. Wow. God is always faithful. He is changeless. All-powerful, all-knowing, good, compassionate, gracious, wise, loving, and you ready? Reliable. Most of us don't even know what reliable is. I used to tell my wife, I'll be back in a minute. A month later, the milk was warm, and I still didn't get what she wanted. Yeah, we were unreliable. Tell the kid, man, we're going to Foster Park, baby, after I get high. They didn't know I had to get high. Or better yet, Lyle, one of my favorite ones, bro. You ready? Go to church, raise my hands, oh, sing hallelujah. Couldn't wait for the kids to go, oh, we're going to eat. And I'd be like, yeah, But we gotta stop by the house first. Run down the basement, smoke weed. Then go out there and go to Wendy's. Then get our little munch on. And by the time we got halfway around Foster Park, the buzz was wearing off. I said, kids, come on, we gotta go back. Unreliable. And being fake. Being a fake, not only a fake daddy, but a fake person in the church. Woo-wee. Mm-mm-mm. We may have to wait for him to move mountains in our lives, but are you ready? But we never have to wait for him. Did you hear me? We may have to wait for him to move mountains in our lives, but we never have to wait for him. Because see, we can enjoy his presence anytime. Do you believe or do you not believe? You say, Lord, the word says, God says, tell that mountain to move and that mountain will move. Well, it didn't move fast enough, so I'm going to get a D9 and push it out of the way. Woo! So you didn't believe God could move that mountain? You just didn't want to wait. We lack patience. But I'm going to give you a really quick biblical thought. I don't pray for patience because one of you go get in front of me when I'm on my bike and I have patience not. Get out the way. Something will happen. Somebody will get in front of me and it's slick roads out there. I got a four-wheel drive. I'll go around them. But did you realize a four-wheel drive won't stop any faster than a two-wheel drive? Woo! They lined up all down 24 the other day. Lamentations. Who's got Lamentations chapter 3? Lamentations chapter 3 verses 22-23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. You can't carry yesterday's anointing into today. Why are you going to carry your burdens from yesterday into today? Ooh. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Come on. There you go, Christina. Verses 16 and 18. 16 through 18. Yeah, babe.
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
Wow. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that is why we never give up. Can't give up, man. You might not be going the way you want, but why do you want to give up? Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed day by day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. I have not seen a Hertz pulling a U-Haul yet. I just haven't seen it. If you've seen it, let me know. Take a picture of it. Make it on Facebook. It'll go national. Brothers, if you ain't happy with where you're at, put your eyes on Jesus. Cut that chain.
I'm an addict. That's all I'm ever going to be. I'm a POS. That's all I'm ever going to be. I ain't never going to get along with the court system. I ain't never going
to. Dude, I prayed with Wendy Davis in her office. I think you were there that time too. And she goes, I never even thought I'd be praying in my office. Now, she didn't say it disrespectfully. Yeah, and I gave her a hug too. Yeah. I love you, Messy. But why do I tell you that? She's read my book. She knows where I've been. She knows what's happened in my life. But I'm not that guy no more. I've cut the baggage. I'm a new creation in Christ every day. Behold, the old's gone, the new is here. Jose, same thing. Dope-ridden family. All of them FBI or Fed cases now. I'm not going to tell his whole story. You need to do this one day. But he knows. Ben, you was one of the people, I think. Federal time. Lyle, back over there. Big. All. Most of us in this room know what it's like to go back to that. But why are we in this room? Because, see, we made a decision to put our eyes on the King. The real prize. The one with real eternal value. Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 30. Who got that?
For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is light. We may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Woo-wee! You hear that? Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Are you waking up joyful, or are you one of those ones that no one talked to till I had a cup of coffee? Really? Are you serious? Hey, you know how I worked that out? You know how I worked that out? I'd set my clock on the coffee maker so I could run up and drink it. No! Your joy comes in the morning, and joy is not a feeling. Joy. Jesus. Others. You. Now you look at joy a little bit different, don't we? Are you putting Jesus first, others next, and then yourself back? Or you think, oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. No, it ain't. He's your strength. Jesus is your strength. Others are allowed to encourage and kick you around. I mean, love you on the backside a little bit. Give you a love pat. Isaiah 43. Come on. Woo! But forget all that. That means forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am about to do something new. See? He's already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers and dry wasteland. That's what God wants to do. That's what God wants to do in us. Every single day. He is saying, forget the things of the past and do not dwell on your past. Forget all the things that you think you used to be. I used to think I was somebody. I used to think I was going to have hair all my life. I didn't. I'm bald and even balder back there, dude. But, you know, it's all right. I used to think I was going to be in the gang forever, the club. I thought I'd never retire my patch and hang it on a hook. That's what I thought. Every time I was in prison or county jail, not $1 put on my books. And I was the enforcer for those boys. I collected their money. I collected their dope. But it didn't do nothing when you went behind bars. Did it, Benny? Did it do you any good? Oh, you probably had a little bit different. Amen. But we got to remember not the old things. We got to let go of the old burdens. We got to. I ain't nobody. I'm a daddy now. I left my son when he was about this high. My son's been up here in this room now, and he's 40 years old. And God restored me to be a daddy 2 years ago. 2 years ago. My little baby, my 14-year-old little daughter, has never even seen me drink, smoke a cigarette. None of that. She said one time, okay, I'll tell her myself. Don't let this go postal or internet. We're playing house. Okay, are you ready? Daddies will play house with their little girls. She said, Daddy, I want to play waitress. I said, all right, honey, what do you got? And she said, well, what do you want to drink? And I said, what do you got? And she said, well, I got milk. I got Pepsi. I got water. Not once did that baby say, I got bourbon. I got beer. I got vodka, because she never even knew what it was. She'd been out here ministering on these streets with me for 14 years. She can look through one of you doing and say, Dad, he's full of crap. Yeah, because she's street smart, but she's got a God heart. Where's yours at? Is it like a baby? Jeremiah 29:11. Come on. Who got it? Oh, Kyle, sleeping on me.
For I know
Man, everybody likes that verse. But do you know it? Or do you believe it and know it? Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says who? The Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. I have that on one of my hats I wear to keep my bald head from showing. It's one of my go-to. Because, see, I also have on the other side Genesis 50:20 that reads, He intended it to harm me, but God intended it for good. So I have both of them, baby, because of where I used to be and where God's got me today. Amen?
Amen.
Matthew 6:34. Yes, very good, Michael.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
Woo.
Each day has enough trouble Woo. Of its own.
Did you hear that? So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worry. Wow. Biblical. That's New Testament stuff right there. I wonder who's saying that. If you don't know, his name's Jesus. Today's trouble is enough. Today's trouble is enough for what? Today. You got to realize that, dude. It's just today. The choices you make might impact your tomorrow, though. Proverbs 12:25. Worry weighs a person down. Worry weighs a person down. Worry is just as optional as miserable. Your misery. You're miserable. Well, I'm worrying about this. If you're doing what's right, why are you worrying about anything? Why are you worried about if the lights are going to be kept on? Why are you worried about what the courts are going to say? Why are you going to worry about what them kids are going to eat? Do everything through prayer and petition. Make our requests known to God. Philippians 4:6. Did I get one? Oh, yeah, my sister. Come on.
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done.
Wow! It's biblical. I can't make up that stuff. But I can tell you that stuff. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything.
Oh, I ain't going to let go of this. I'm good with this, God.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Some of you haven't never heard my analogy or my whatever you call that thing. I got one for you. Hog farmers. All right? You ready? Hog farmers. That's what I used to be, as a hog farmer. And when I came to God, I started giving God all my hogs. Here's my anger. Here's my addiction. Here's my porn. Here's my resentments, all that, right? Then I started cleaning the stables out. And as I got over here to the corner, I went, oh, wait, Lord. There was one little piglet left. A cute little piglet. Y'all ever seen a cute little piglet? They just cute. They fit right. They had a little curly tail. They mean up. I got this, God. I'm going to hold on to this piglet. I don't care what your piglet is. Feed it. And you're going to have a hog on your hands. When you come to God, you better clean all the stables out. You better make sure that all those little piglets, whether it's smoking marijuana, little bit of spice, I can drink a little bit of wine at communion. That's for the Catholics. Just thought I threw that out there, Carl. Whatever it is. I'm just going to keep a little piglet. Family, get rid of your piglets. Get rid of your piglets. And then we can focus on ourselves, on our circumstances, on other people and what they have done wrong to us. Or we can focus on God. It's a choice. Regardless of what you want, regardless of the circumstances you're under, regardless of what others say or think, regardless of how you feel, God is God alone. And He's working out His great plan for you. So forget the past. You can't change it. Forget the past. You can't change it. Let it be a springboard, not a sofa. Oh, you don't understand. Shut up. Get up there and walk out there like a man or a woman. And move forward no matter what lies ahead. Because you ready for the kicker? God's already there. Release and let go and receive what God has for you. Family, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But as I was preparing for this, my wife and I was discussing some of this. And she goes, you know, I'd seen a really cool picture. I said, you did? I said, what's that picture mean? She said, there's a little girl. But I love it, God. And she's holding tight to her little bitty teddy bear. And Jesus is saying, just trust me. Because see, we're holding on to what we have that's little, but God has something bigger and better for us. God has something bigger and better for us. But you got to let go of the teddy bear. You got to let go of the teddy bear, family. And let God give you bigger and better so you can be men of integrity, women that respect themselves, and husbands and wives that glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you cannot do that right now, we're going to say a quick prayer tonight. If you have not said that ABCs of salvation is what I call it. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, that ain't going to do nothing when you walk out this house. Nothing. If you've sinned against God, get right. Get right. Because see, it shouldn't say exit. That should say entrance. There's the battle. This is cool for an hour and a half. You get some knucklehead up here, don't got no hair, talks crap. But Jesus has a plan for each and every one of us in this room. But let go of the teddy bear and seek what he's got for you. So, I just feel led to do this tonight. If I get fired, so fire me. But, oh yeah, I'm a volunteer. If I get told not to come back, praise God, they'll call me back late. And shut up, Donnie. Okay. See, sometimes you just got to tell yourself, shut up. Keep going. So, I come up with what I call the ABCs of salvation. We admit Jesus is who he says he is. We admit Jesus died for our sins. We admit that Jesus rose again 3 days later for our sins. And we believe that he sits at the right-hand side of the Father. If that's not biblical, school me. But then we choose to walk out those doors living for him. It's you. It's your relationship to Jesus Christ. So with all heads bowed, all eyes closed, if you feel led to speak that prayer out as I say it, praise God. If you want to say it in your heart, God hears it. So, Father God in heaven, if you want to repeat it after me, just say, so, Father God in heaven, I admit I'm a sinner. I believe you died for my sins. I believe 3 days later you rose for my sins. I believe you ascended to your Father in heaven. And you now sit at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Tonight, Father God, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask tonight, Father God, that you walk with me out of this building. And you accept me and forgive me and love me. And protect me. I love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And together all God's people said, Amen. Amen.